Knox, August 1907. Elder Knox. Dear brother, I received your letter in regard to Elder Rice and his wife. I wrote them a few lines, but not because of any special light given me at that time regarding their case. Since then, I have been shown that they should enter into no such terms with any man as you have laid out, that 1 hour is to cover all the exercises of the meetings. Did the Lord tell you to speak such word to Elder Rice? Nay, verily, he gave you no such authority. My brother, when you have not received any special light from the Lord concerning any step you propose to take, you need to move very carefully. You have not done this in the past, but have sought to mark out the duties of others, and especially those of Brother and Sister Rice. Last night, the Lord opened many things before me. Among others, he showed me that the evangelistic labors of our workers are not to be prescribed, and that Elder Rice and his wife are not to be bound about in their work. They are to inquire of God in regard to their labors. They are to follow the directions of the Holy Spirit, and he is to tell them where they shall go. I cannot advise Elder Rice and his wife to confine their efforts to Alameda. If the Spirit of the Lord directs them to do so, they can bear their testimony in Alameda or in the Oakland Church, or in any of the several openings that the Lord may make for them. God is able to move upon their minds and to guide them with judgment, as he will work with all his workers who will listen for his voice. Truth will always bear away the victory. The pressure that has been brought to bear upon Elder Rice and his wife is out of harmony with the way of the Lord. They should be allowed to work with the same freedom as any other worker enjoys. They are not to be bound about by man's restrictions. I lift my voice decidedly against any man seeking to be the supervisor of another's conscience. God may give to Brother and Sister Rice words to speak in other places than Alameda. It is true that help is needed in Alameda, but it is also true that help is needed in other places as well. When the call comes to open the Scriptures to unbelievers, they should be allowed to answer the call, for they have proved that they are able to do this work. In responding to such appeals from unbelievers, they are fulfilling the command of Christ. Every capability and power that the human agent possesses should be given to the work of seeking to save that which is perishing. In San Francisco, in Oakland, in every place where they can gain entrance, the workers of God are to feel free to labor. Cursed is he that doeth the work of God negligently. Jeremiah 48, verse 10.